Time now, the Bidoos pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, opening night always special. In your mind, what makes this one special?
I think the short trip, Schulze. It's always nice taking this trip, and it's nice hopping on the bus and going 1 hour and 45 minutes down the road.
8 freshmen on your roster this year. How have they adapted to college life and Beaver hockey life here in the first week?
I think they've responded great early on so far, Schulze. We really like our freshmen. It's interesting. You can tell right away. And every one of them fit in right now. They play with very good pace. They're good hockey players, and we really like our crew. And there's a good combination of skill and skating ability, and their battle level is high. And again, it's a very good group, and we have high expectations for this group.
New member of the coaching staff in Travis Winter. I'm sure that might change some things on how you do things. But 1 year into the WCHA and kind of getting a feel for how the league works. You changing anything this year?
You know, we are. I mean, I think every year, Brian, you need to modify certain things, and you're always learning. And I think what you have to do is you have to be open-minded. And, there's things that we're, we're not reinventing the wheel, don't get me wrong, but there's certain aspects of our game that we're either changing or we're tweaking, I should say. And Travis has a big influence on that. He's a sharp guy, and he's a good hockey mind. And it's nice that he was learning his craft at the junior level, and he was a head coach.
More with Tom Cerruti when we return the Bidoos pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bidoos pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schulze, Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. How much time are your lines still a work in progress?
I think they're always work in progress until you play a game, Schulze. And right now, again, we feel that we have decent chemistry, but you need to play Friday night and Saturday night to see exactly what you have and, again, how cohesive the units are.
On paper, this appears to be a pretty typical North Dakota team. Do you even care what they're doing here in game one?
You know what, Schulze? A little bit, but not a lot. I mean, we've obviously, again, we looked at some tape last year and we played. I mean, there's a few things that we actually had to adjust. But more importantly, we're just worried about the Beavs right now and what we're doing and how we're doing it.
Brad Hunt made the opening day roster earlier this week with Edmonton. With his work ethic, this was just a matter of time, wasn't it?
Well, it's great. I mean, to me, it's just a great story. And the reason I say he's 5'9". And you don't see many 5'9" defensemen in the National Hockey League, and he's not one of those guys with blazing speed as well. So that just tells you again how good of a hockey player he is at 5'9". He played 20 minutes last night in the opening game for him. So he's the second most minutes of any defenseman other than Schulze. So they're giving him a nice look.
Matt Reed isn't big either. It just goes to show you that you don't have to be the big guy that we're seeing a lot now in college, correct?
Absolutely. And Reeder last night in their 6-4 loss, he led all their forwards in minutes as well. He had 19, I think he was 19 minutes and 38 seconds of ice time. And Drew and Couturier were second and third. And so that tells you a little bit, too, about how much depth Reeder has in his game.
Talk about work ethic. Matt Reed had it too, didn't he?
Absolutely. It's not a coincidence why Brad Hunt and Matt Reed are really playing the National Hockey League. I mean, they've earned it, and again, they've done everything they've had to do to play at that level, and they went above and beyond, and they exceeded everybody's expectations, and it's just nice to see. And you look back to 2009 and 2010, we had those teams. You don't realize it then, but you look back at it now, and when you got two bona fide National Hockey League players on your team, it sure helps.
Best of luck to you tonight.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.